right, time for another check-in with Quincy City Council President, Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona, for a recap of the January 24th, 2022 City Council meeting. Good morning, Noel. Good to chat with you.
Good morning, Joe. Good to see you. Good to hear you.
Appreciate these updates. I know you're crunched for time, so I really appreciate you squeezing us in during these get-togethers after the council meeting. How'd it go last night?
It went pretty good. It went pretty smooth. Just some of the fellow councilors just wanting to put some agenda items on into the new year. As you know, after the 2-year term, some of these have to be reintroduced, and a few of the councilors did that last night.
Yeah, two of note I know were one was the Department of Social Justice and Equity, and then the request for outside counsel for the City Council. So, what happened with those two?
You know, they've been on the council before prior, and the fellow councilors have put them back on just to see, you know, if there's more dialogue, there's just things have changed, any type of alterations. The resolve for the seeking the Department of Social Justice and Equity was a 6-1 vote. A few of the councils, Council Palmucci, that introduced this resolution, was not in I'm pretty sure he was going to vote for it. He actually introduced it. So he just couldn't make the meeting last night. 6-1 vote. And I guess we'll see what the mayor wants to do with it, basically.
How do you feel about it personally, Noel?
You know, I feel that, you know, we've done some progress on it. And I know the schools are really big on it, the Quincy Public Schools. I feel that it's a very important aspect of moving the city forward. I'm more of a proactive type of person in general. Every time you turn on that TV set and any type of newscast you talk about, it's in every newscast. And I'm more of a proactive type of person. Like, let's try to mitigate and let's try to get the voices heard ahead of time before it blows up. And unfortunately, in the last, you know, terms, not necessarily on a municipality level or a town level, but as a nation level, it just outbursts. Folks got very upset with what had happened, and their voices wanted to be heard. And we don't want that happening in Quincy, Massachusetts. So for me, I'm more of a proactive approach. Let's get every stakeholder to the table. Let's talk about these issues, and let's get them resolved here in Quincy, Mass. I feel that, you know, the mayor has come somewhat into the middle here, where he's met us somewhere halfway with making a commission. But some of the folks on the council, and every councilor gets their own aspect of it, is feels free to, you know, talk about, let's get another step further. So I agree with it. I think it's a good thing. I think we can all work together to make it work, to make the voices be heard. The biggest thing as a politician for me is you have to give the citizens the right to talk about issues. You're basically the voice for them. Now, I know folks from one side of the spectrum to the other side, to the pendulum on one end, to the pendulum on the other end. Very far left, progressive, ultra liberal left, and then pro-gun, you know, far, far right. So I listen to all folks. And the problem, I think, with America, and I think with it doesn't want to happen on a municipal level, is no one wants to listen to each side. And this gives the opportunity to let folks speak, because I've got to listen to both sides and I've got to make a judgment upon it. And, you know, and I think that's what is good about what we're trying to accomplish. So I think the mayor has come on with the commission, and Councilor Kane is on that commission as a city council. He did not vote last night on this at all. So, you know, and he can explain it on his own. But it's pretty good. I think it'll work. Moving on to the outside legal counsel, Council Mahoney reintroduced that. I believe everyone voted for that. I think Council Palmucci wasn't there, and I think Council Kane did not vote at all. So I think it was a 7-0 vote. You know, just to get some outside counsel, legal counsel on the mayor's not having it in-house type of thing, and having an outside third party, I guess I could call it, I think is not a bad thing to do and to talk about. It puts it in the, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, some of the things that our counselors are asking for, I think the administration and the mayor, they ask for a lot of askings for us too. So you kind of have to meet us somewhere in the middle here too. So it's not a bad thing. I've supported it. I've supported some legal counseling for the council just in case there's a situation that happened, and I Councilor Andronico had mentioned it previously in the last term, is, you know, the stuff that happened in Fall River, where the mayor had, you know, I guess embezzled some funding, and I guess he was in a court of law. I mean, he was, you know, he found guilty. So he had the fellow counselors had to use their legal counsel, and it was a whole, you know, conflict of interest. Talk about that, you know. So I'm not saying that's going to happen in Quincy, Massachusetts, but it can happen, and it did happen in the city. I mean, Fall River's close to, you know, a city right around 95,000 folks, almost 100,000 like ourselves. So and we have to consider the fact that it does happen.
Yeah,
or it will happen. But I think our guy was Shea. Yeah, Jim Shea, not Joe Shea, Jr. Okay. Jim Shea. And I think he's moved on, and we're looking for another, you know, legal counsel. So it would be to the best interest of the council if we can. I mean, we've introduced this years ago. I remember being on the council 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And Council Palmucci brought this forward on my very first meeting, I believe. I think he had brought it over from that. So it's been an ongoing thing that's been happening for about 6 or 7 years, probably even further, probably even longer than I was on the council. So this is something that's not new to asking the mayor for some legal counsel. But, you know, hey, Joe, you know what? Times change and things change and things get altered. And that's what is happening today. I mean, some of these issues that folks have been talking about for many years are now being talked about now and over the last year or two. So Things change and times change and folks change and generations shift. And that's what happens, Joe.
Sure. What, now does that go into committee, Noel?
That was for a vote, the legal counsel, and it will go to the mayor now and he will make his decision on that. The social and equity went into the finance because it's a financial position, as well as an oversight. So those two, that one will go into a committee and folk, if a council member wants to bring it out of committee, more than welcome to talk more about it in a committee.
Okay, very good. Have you got all your committee assignments taken care of now?
We got everything taken care of, Joe, and everybody's got their committee assignments in order. And we're looking forward to this next year, 2022. We don't have a meeting for about 2 weeks. We're going to be going again on February 7th, and then we'll be going back-to-back weeks on February 14th. So I would steer to think that we'll have more stuff on the agendas and a little bit more into committees as we move on. Obviously, this was the first initial real, it was the organizational meeting was on January 3rd, and this was our first meeting. So we're getting back in the swing of things. Hopefully, you know, hopefully the coronavirus and the COVID kind of dips a little bit here. And I think the surge it just came on. I think it's starting to descend just a little bit, but it's still high. We can get back into the council chambers and do stuff. You know, my goal, obviously, Joe, I think the Governor Baker has it till April 1st for the Zoom meetings, is to get back into budget cycle so we can have some more interaction. And I think it's important because, you know, the budget obviously deals with the with tax rate and you know, folks talk about, you know, cutting for the tax rate or cutting for taxes. It all happens in the budget cycle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we kind of have to have a good, complete, good dialogue involved with obviously going into May and June.
Yeah, I know you want to really have a discussion about a residential tax exemption again.
Yes, Joe. And that's very important for the folks that, you know, $229 was this past year. It was supposed to be a little bit higher than that, obviously. It was probably about another $125. $120, but we got it down a little bit more. And hopefully this next year going into it, we can cut some more things that aren't needed. Mm-hmm. You don't want to cut things that are needed, but you want to cut things that aren't needed. And then you can do a better job with, you know, obviously the bonding has a lot to do with it as well. And what goes off on the bond list, you know, what our long-term debt was going to fall off. So we're looking forward to all these things for 2022, Joe. And we're looking forward to having good dialogue, you know, representing the folks that live in the city, that pay taxes, that vote, that, you know, that have, you know, have an opportunity to speak.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are carrying over, I know the mayor had an order regarding the Wollaston Urban Redevelopment Plan. What happened with that, Noel?
That got put into ordinance committee and to be advertised. I think it's very important. That's the next area of the city that we need to tackle. I think we've gotten some progress done a little bit, and with the COVID, it's kind of pushed back some things. But we did the infrastructure. We did the infrastructure over there with the Walson T station. It's a little different area over there with the Walson T station with handicap accessibility, but the infrastructure is in place. Some of the roads are paved a little better over there. So now we're going to get into obviously developing that area for the folks that live in there and all the folks that live in the city.
Sure. Anything else we think we should talk about today?
I think that's it, Joe. And thank you for having me on today, this morning. And we'll look forward to the next 2 weeks and we'll have more stuff on the agenda to talk about.
Great. Look forward to it then. Thanks so much, Noel.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.